You have the seats for me. Okay, what is it? It feels like we've been learning the sugyas of Zera B'Sheila for a long, 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 long time. And there are two reasons for that phenomenon. Number one, because it's true, we haven't learned the sugyas for a long time. Number two is that the fact that there was a 6-week break in between didn't help with it. So even though we may have started this back in November or so, believe it or not, it's coming to an end. I mean, it's hard to ever say goodbye to Zera B'Sheila, really. But the Zera B'Sheila sugya is pretty much coming to an end. This is the last part, for our purposes, of Zera B'Sheila. We'll never make reference back to it. This is the last part of the Zera B'Sheila series of Shiurim. And in a certain sense, this is the biggest of all of them. This is definitely the longest that Amar Mekremis page is. The sugya of Tam Kikar. Now, Tam Kikar obviously is something that we have touched upon once or twice in the last couple of months. But believe it or not, you may not like what I'm about to say, but you have not even begun to learn. We have not even begun to learn the sugya of Tam Kikar yet. Okay? So everything you know about Tam Kikar is important. You keep it all in the back burner. But we have a lot more to talk about. So some of the things we're going to be referencing, things that we spoke about a little bit in the past, hopefully will be a lot of new stuff, and we'll try to see if we can put together the grand finale of Zera B'Sheila through the eyes of Tam Kikar. So how did we get to Tam Kikar in the Sugya of Zera B'Sheila? Well, we're back to square one. We're back to that cryptic brisa that we've been dealing with for a month and a half. But the brisa says, Zeu Heter HaBamech Valisa. There is something fascinating, something which is very mechudash about the Pasha Zera B'Sheila, something that if not for the Chiddush Zera B'Sheila, I wouldn't have said on my own. My initial take would have been, you have a piece of meat that's cooked together, you have a whole ayo, and you have a piece of zeroa that's also for Yisrael to eat, and you cook it all together, that spells disaster in the kitchen. And comes a turn and says, no, it's okay. That's fine, no problem. No, you cook it together, no problem. It doesn't have any serious impact on the rest of the food. Why not? It doesn't make any sense. It should have been awesome. The question is, why should it have been awesome? What was so awesome about it? It's clear from the Braisa that the Torah is being matzah some isser. Now the question mark is, what was that isser that the Torah is being matzah? If you remember all the way back to last week, Abaye had his whole approach, which took us 3 days. Yeah, that was 3 days of Shia. This is at least a 5-day one, okay? Halavai, I don't know, we'll finish this sugya this week. So comes the Rav and says that, no, forget Nimbamino. Remember the Rashi from last week. Forget Nimbamino, that's not the topic. Forget Rabbi Yehuda. The Chiddush of Zera B'Sheila is as follows. The Chiddush is that Lo Nitzcha El Latam Ki Ikar to be Kotshim Osir Kamash Vlad the Hochishari. The real topic of Zera B'Sheila is it's addressing an issue that would have been problematic. The problem would have been Tam Ki Ikar. Because after all, there's a taste here, there's a Tam here, and therefore I would have thought that it should be a problem. Kamash Vlad, forget Tam Ki Ikar. Forget Kamash Vlad, the Torah doesn't care about Tam Ki Ikar, the Pasha Zera B'Sheila. Now, some of you may be scratching your head and thinking, hey, wait a second, hold the phone here. What's Tam Ki Ikar? This is what? This has been Bimino, right? Who was bought with that kasha back a month and a half ago?
Kasha.
Okay, maybe. Toysa says, the whole sugi is a what? The whole sugi is a what? Oh, see, it's not smachta. It doesn't really mean it because it's all minbamina. Okay, but we don't want to go back. Maybe we'd like to go back to that, but we're not going to go back to that. So why the Gemara even introduces Tam Kikar here is a little bit of a puzzle. But Lamaisa, the Gemara calls it Tam Kikar either on the level of Deraisa, some Chasam Sofer, I heard some people in the background murmuring, or Taisa, etc. Bottom line is, the Gemara is identifying Zera B'Sheila as a potential violation of Tam Kikar. Now, when the Gemara presents this potential violation of Tam Kikar, the Gemara has a very, very strange way of presenting it. Well, Nitzchel Tam Kikar, and we all know Tam Kikar is a problem. And what words do Chazal use to describe this well-known established fact that Tam Kikur is a problem? To be kotshim also, because we know that Tam Kikur and kotshim is a problem. Kamash Balon, this is mutter. Ad kan divrei Gemara. So there are a few things that are striking in this Gemara. First of all, are we even sure that we have a Tam Kikur issue? You have to forget about the Mizavina part. Are we even sure that we have the right ratio of Isser and Heta to pose a problem of Tam Kikur? That we need a Torah to be Matir? And there's a word sticking at it like a sore thumb. What's the word sticking at it like a sore thumb in this sugya?
Kachim.
The Kachim. I mean, it's nice to say we're learning Kachim. Nice to like this, you know, we feel like we're a brisk, we feel like we've gone the world, we're learning Kachim, Karbonis, it's all nice and everything. But I would say that the Kachim is almost like a true but irrelevant part of the discussion. I'm talking Tam Kikur, I'm learning Chulin, and you're mixing in Kachim. So it's a little bit strange, the whole flow of the Gemara is a little bit startling, and particularly that word, Tibikachim, seems to be a very, very problematic word. Why it's there, is it necessary, is it important, is it significant or not? So Tosus makes an observation in this sugya, that they present two different approaches to the sugya. One they pin on Rashi, and one they claim for themselves. I say they pin it on Rashi because Rashi is not absolutely crystal clear what Rashi is saying in the sugya, but we're going to call the Shittas Rashi. We're going to, you know, don't blame me, blame Taisus. Taisus claiming this is Shittas Rashi. What is Shittas Rashi? Where is the Tam Kikur here? There's a huge problem, a very, very huge problem in Chazal calling Zor B'Sheila Tam Kikur. Again, it would have been, should have been, could have been Tam Kikur, but Kamash B'Lan, it's Mutter anyway, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. What's my Tam Kikur? I'm looking at the Zeroa, I'm looking at the Ayil, and I want to know, where's the Tam Kikur? What number do we usually use to identify that we have a problem of Tam Kikur? And at what point do we usually say that there's no longer a problem of Tam Kikur? What's the magic number, Rabbi, I say? Shishim, right? I mean, maybe, I'll leave that out. Shishim, that's the number. So I ask you a question. Is there Shishim here, or is there no Shishim here? If you were here last semester and you can't answer that question, you're in big trouble. Is there Shishim here? Is there no Shishim here? What's the answer? Of course there's Shishim here. This was the source for what? For Shishim. This was the source. The number, the only source we have in Chumash for the number Shishim is this Pasha. Now, how in the world did we turn an arm of a ram with a ram's meat into Shishim? Well, you had to do a lot of work with bones and no bones and near bones and tremble, the shari, this and that. We had to do a lot of homework to figure out how we got the number Shishim. But when all of us settled, the source of Shishim was none other than Zerah B'Sheila. So wait a minute. So you're going to tell me that Zerah B'Sheila, obviously, Hachamai Askinon, there's Shishim here, that is the Metzias, those are the facts. And still the Gemara is talking the language of Tam Kikur being a problem. If Lulei the Chiddush HaTorah, it would have been a problem. Tell us, you mark it down the plate. What do you mean a problem? What problem? What did Rabin Rabbi sitting here in Bavel, and he's telling you, like, Nitzchecha, my whole colleague of I is wrong, this, we share is all wrong. This is the evidence of Shah and the Brahis, and Nitzchecha, the Tam Kikur, Tibikot Shemasa. What do you mean, Tam Kikur? The Shishim here. So this is a big problem. So Taisa says that that Chaim had Pusha, but you have to say with that Rashi, that when the Gemara is using the phrase Tam Kikur here, it doesn't mean our good old friend Tam Kikur that we know of, that we're used to, with the magic of the Shishim in the demarcation of what thereof, but rather the Gemara is talking about a lesser degree, less severe form of Tam. We don't know what to call it, so we'll make up a new term. What will we call it? We'll call it Tam She'eno Gomor. Some people may be tempted to call it Tam Kolosh even. Maybe bring back some memories from good old days, right? So, but it's not, it's dipped beneath the threshold of real Tam. It's another Tam. It's a Tam. And Tam She'eno Gomor, which again, we're not really even sure what that means. But on the one hand, it kind of exists. Like, you know, maybe we could taste it. Maybe Bekoshi. On the other hand, it's not really a halachic tam that would normally pose a problem. And that's the tam ha'omer. That's the tam that the sikh is talking about. That's the only sense to make out of Rashi that Tosfos says. This is the phrase tam kikur falls flat because it can't mean what it normally means because the ma'aseh said the shishim here. I can't Tosfos with that. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. You know why Tosfos doesn't like this pshat? Because Tosfos says, wait a second. What kind of joke is that? That it's a tam sheino gomer, but that's not a tam, that's a problem. If the Gemara says that when you have shishim, that's not a problem, so what is the Gemara talking about? So the only way to salvage Rashi is you have to add a knesh into the sugya. What do you have to add? That even though tam beneath shishim is normally okay, in kol ha-terakul it's okay, but after all, what are we learning now? What sugya are we learning? We're learning kachim. It must be that kachim has its own rules of a sheer tam. It must be, Vidas Rashi, that which we're familiar with from learning Chul and learning Yeridaya, and we know the magic number Shishim, when I have Shishim, I know there's no Tam, that's when you're dealing with questions in your own kitchen. But questions in the Beis HaMikdash, questions of Kachim, it must be there's another Shia, it must be there's a different Shia, another definition of Tam, and even Tam Shino Gomer poses a problem, Midaraisa, because again, this the learning Pesukim Midaraisa, the Muslims have briskavort. A briskavort and kachim can't get more brisk than that. A briskavort and kachim, two dinim of tam kikim. The tam kikim of chulin, tam kikim of kachim, tam kikim of chulin, the cutoff point of shishim, tam kikim of kachim, the cutoff point is some other number. I have no idea what that number is. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. Elo nitzucha ela le tam kikim. What word now reads like a charm according to this Tan and Rashi? Kachim. Now we know why the Gemara said the word kachim. Because we're talking about a tam kikim that would only pose a problem, a difficulty in kachim. So I would have thought that this type of tam kikim, which is learned after kachim, possibly from chaptas, from myself, and sugyas and zvachim. I don't know where the mocha for this is. Yivlo lios kemaya. Okay, I do know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you. So I would have thought that's a problem by Zerah B'Sheh. Look, hamash balon, the chinesh atayim, it should have been a problem. Zeh hetem mamachol. That's, I got to read the Gemara. Wow, I got to put 30 different factors in here. So Tosfos says the pshat is still very difficult. As smooth and beautiful as it is in the words, it's still difficult. You know why it's difficult? Because we have no record anywhere in Shas of such a concept existing. Lo shamano dover zemei olam, that the numbers should be any different in Kachim than they are in Chulin. The only difference we possibly know in Beis HaMikdash versus the rest of the world in terms of Hilchos Taroves may be, catch this one, the logach with dama par dama sor, but not whose dama par dama sor is? Not Rabbi Yehuda's dama par dama sor, because remember Rabbi Yehuda says we extrapolate from Kachim to Kol Tarakula as long as it's the Vimino. Remember the Rabbanon who deflected Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, dama par dama sor is not teaching us Vimino. What's it teaching us? Mikan la'ol and she'en b'teilah. Things that are karav agabi ha mizbeach, we're talking about the one another. That was the Rabbanon shita. But first of all, that's only by Olin. And that, we're not even talking about Olin. We're talking about Zerah B'Sheilos. We're talking about regular Kachim. Not even stuff that's going to be on the Mizveach. Stuff that's going to be eaten as Kachim. So we don't have any precedent for this idea. Tosfos did their Google check on all of Shas, and they came up with nothing. Bracha, Shabbos, Erev, nothing. Garnish, nothing. Tomida, nothing. There's no Gemara. It has a lower level of Shia that has a different number, the different magic number, cutoff point for Kachim. And therefore, Tosfos says, Rashi, Pshat is so difficult. But those are back to the drawing board. So Rashi Pshat doesn't fly to Tosfos. The Gemara cannot be talking about Zerah B'Sheh L'Tam Kikur of Kachim, because quite frankly, says Tosfos, there's no such animal called Tam Sheh L'Gomer. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? How could the Gemara be talking about a potential problem of Tam Kikur if by definition there's no Tam Kikur problem because you have Shishim? So Taisa says, this is the throwback back to earlier days in the year, back to Daf Tzadi Vav, or jump ahead to Daf Kuches. Can you have the following two things cooking together and not have shishim? I have a Zeroa, and I have the whole ayah. And again, the numbers are there. There's no question that physically, depending on how you mishah, with bones, without bones, but the bottom line is if you have the right numbers, there are 60 times of an aisle to this row. That's not negotiable. Don't tell me, Rabbi, it's a small aisle, it's a big aisle, it's a big foot of that, and I don't want to hear nonsense, okay? I want you to create a scenario, construct a scenario for me, that I have an aisle in a pot, and I have a zero in a pot, and I don't have shishim. And I'll zeh nemeh v'teret still mutter. Draw me a case. Pick me a case, what they say. Tosfos did it. You want to read the Tosfos? I said, we never heard of such a thing. Rashi's pshat is wrong. So what's the right pshat? Nope. Anyone see? Tipamim shazroa umitzas min ha'ayel havichutz lerotev. Kenos en hazroa tabim hashechutz. What did Tosa say? Tosa just conveniently placed this row where? Out of the where? Out of the gravy, out of the sauce. And what does that have to do with anything? So some of you may remember, way back when Tzadivav, we spoke about whenever you're Mishai or something, you can only be Mishai Shishim what's in the Tarovis. What if I have, let's say, I have a, just as an example, I have a pot, okay, and I have a piece of meat, and then I have another piece of meat, and then a drop of milk falls onto this piece of meat. Is everything in here mitzuraf to Shishim? What's the answer? No. You know why? Because it's what? Because it's out of the pot. It's out of the pot. So comes Tosfos and says, it is possible that I'm cooking Zerola and Ayil in such a way that the Rotav and the Zerola, they're out of position in such a way that I don't have Shishim. I have some Zerola tracing up some of the Ayil, and the rest of the Ayil is not even giving me Mitzuraf Yachad, because part of it is under the is in the wrong place. Part of it's under the Rotav level. I didn't even want to begin to get started with Kuf Chesed Ben Aleph about halfway and outside and how fully and reads Rashi's and reads Shabbos and Ramallah's license. Last semester, forget that for now. Not fair to new guys, forget that now. Taisa says, Hachav my Askinon, I can draw you an illustration where there is no Shishim. And Baruch Hashem, once I draw you an illustration with no Shishim, and the Torah still says it's okay, because it doesn't say in the Chumash, no, it doesn't say that. It says Rabbi Shaila's mutter, and my chumash says that's what it says. So if it says it, the whole book is a loy plug, the cool. It's always mutter. Zetman Fendot, even though this tam kicker, and this is the real McCoy tam. This is not some fake tam kicker, some kutchum tikka tam kicker that Rashi made up. No, this is the real McCoy. This is the real. This is your day tam kicker. And the numbers aren't going to match up, and therefore it should have been Asr, but the Torah says it's Mutar, that means for those of the Daisa, let's all say it together, what is that called? It should have been Asr, your day dictates it should have been Asr, because there's no people to Shishim, because the Rotav is not adding up, it should have been Asr, but the Torah says it's Mutar, what do we say about that? Let's say it together. How did Chazal depict that phenomenon? Zehu, Heta B'mechol Asr. That's what the Daisa means. Wow. You choose, Rashi or Tosfos. Rashi's pshat is so difficult because Rashi was forced to make up this new category of Tam Shein Ogama, which he never heard of. Tosfos' pshat is difficult because Tosfos had to make up a new case that the Kavar doesn't even really talk about. We didn't even think this illustration is even there. But what are you going to do? Late prayer, because the Gemara is difficult. The Gemara is the Kachim. Tam Kikit, the Kachim also, the Kachim also finish. We have to do something with this Gemara.
How would Tosfos reread the Gemara?
What do we reread the Gemara? It's about the Gemara reads like a charm. That I would have thought.
It's no longer talking about where there's Tom Kicker. Because this piece is not part of the Tarovis.
No.
And now you don't have a full.
No, that's
Tarovis
exactly.
Where
that's
there is Tom Kicker. Where the Tom
Kicker. No, half the aisle is on top. Tom Kicker means it's also. Tom Kicker is a reason should have been also.
Yeah.
Because it's also, because you don't have enough shishim of the ayil corresponding to the zroah. You have a big piece of zroah, a very, very small piece of ayil. The part underneath the gravy is not mitzuruf to the tarovis. So the Torah says you can eat all the meat. All the meat of the ayil is mutter.
I'm saying that top piece is now also changes it.
Right, it's because that top piece is also mutter. Okay. The Torah is not even the top piece. Right.
Tosfos is saying that the only reason that it says kachim now is because...
Wait, we're not even sure why it says kachim, right? We're not even sure why it says kachim, right?
According to this new case, what's the whole aisle of is like half in, half out?
Half in, half out, right. And we don't have enough aisle to be in Batel Israel.
Of what's in?
Of the part that's relevant, whatever's relevant for us. So the part out, in, whatever it is.
Even though that it's not like the case with the milk falling.
I'm too confused with that. I didn't understand that Bishite. I don't want to get mixed up here. Okay, too much tarobus for us. Too much mixed up. So yeah.
So now there's kind of this pshat. So Zeo
Heter
is now really excluding every other case.
Zeo Heter means a case of Zeo Bishayla where sometimes could be a problem with Tom Kicker and still mutter. That's a Zeo Heter Bamachalisa. 99% of Zeo Bishayla is a Tachamutter anyway. I don't even need to decide in the Kiddush. Most of the time it's mutter, but we have shishim. But for the one quirk, we don't shishim. That's al zeh nemar the Rambam holds.
Ah, so that's very limited and doesn't really have anything to do with the fact that we're like learning out shishim.
Right, because shishim is tolach. Most of the time it's not mutter. Right, most of the time it's mutter based on shishim. Okay, so basically again, Rashi pshat toiz is pshat good. Okay, at least. You know, we started off by saying there are two difficult lines in this Gemara. One is the word Tam Kikr, which we don't understand. And then the next phrase is, of course, the Bekachim, which we don't understand. So now that we have such absolute clarity in what the phrase Tam Kikr means, Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosfos, what does the next phrase mean? The next words mean Bekachim also. So Rashi, Tidarka B'Kodesh, Rashi read the Gemara, every word of the Gemara, and every word was Meduyuk, every word meant what it said, there's nothing Lavdafka. And if the Gemara said kachim, so then alarm bells go off in Rashi's mind. And you know what kachim means? Kachim means only kachim. Not what? Not chulin. You know why not chulin, says Rashi? I'll tell you why. Because, hold on, Rabbi Isai, we finally found the Rashi we've been waiting for 6 months. Rashi says, because everybody knows that tam ki ikar by chulin is not really deraisa. Everybody knows that. Right? At least Rashi says, Tam Kikr is not deraisa. There are 35 Gemaras that seem to say otherwise. Just rattle them off, everybody. Say quickly, come on. Yeah, Gemaras in Psachim, Gemaras in Nosik, Gemaras in Vedazar, Gemaras in Chulia. Half a dozen Gemaras that tell it. Every single Gemara, what does Rashi say? Tosas an asmachtan, that's an asmachtan, that's an asmachtan, yenu is asmachtan. No, Rava said, the only Gemara that matters, says Rashi, the only Gemara that carries the day, this is Rava. Rava is a major force of Psach Halacha. When Rava said those words, Lo nitzucha el tamkin to be kachim asar, when he said kachim, there was no need to say kachim. Why did he say kachim? For what? What did he say kachim for? What did he say kachim for? To be medayik, kachim asar, chulin mutar. And therefore, all the tamkikr is the rabbanon, hakol, mikol, kol, every sugi that called a psuk with tamkikr were all asmachas. Remember, we've been saying, how many times have we called this Rashi this year? Many, many times. This is the Rashi. This is the Rashi that says tamkikr is the rabbanon. Comes Tosfos and says, I don't understand why Rashi said what he said. What is the problem with this Rashi? There is a huge problem. There's an internal contradiction in this Rashi. Rashi took this Gemara and extrapolated and said, aha, Zetan from the Gemara, from Rabbi's words, Kashi Masa, Chulin Mutar, the Tantik doesn't exist by Chulin Bichlal. What is the problem? It is such a problem in Rashi. I don't understand how we can continue even. What is the problem in Rashi? Who here saw the Rashi? Who here read Rashi? Who had read the Tosfos Bedas Rashi and then didn't understand what the problem was? What's the problem with this Rashi?
I think that maybe Tosfos explains Rashi. They're talking about the Tom was less than 60.
Yeah. So therefore, Tosfos said Rashi's Tom to Ikar is a Tom Sheno Gomer. It's got to be Tom Sheno Gomer. Rashi says it's Shishim here. Rashi never believed. Rashi never heard of Tosfos. Rashi's grandchildren made up a new story about a piece of meat. Yeah, here. Rashi, the Elta Zayd, had never heard of such a thing. He looked at it drug to be sure. Of course, there's Shishim here. I said, why does the Gemara call Tam Kikr? What was Rashi forced to say? The Briskevort, the two Shishim of Tam Kikr. It's Tam Kikr of Kachim, Tam Kikr of Chulin. And this Gemara happens to be talking about this Taka. There's Shishim here. There is Shishim. It is multiple Shishim. The Afa Pichena would have been also by Kachim. Knew what says his Kashna against Rashi. Abba Zoy, if so, that the Sukhi here, when Rava said those magic words, Rabbi wasn't talking about what we call Tam Kikr in Yerodea. Rabbi was talking about the Tam Sheno Gomor. So that's great, I'm all for that. And the Gemara is at the charm. Lo nitzucha ela Tam Kikr, which translates, what does Tam Kikr mean according to Rashi? In our sugya, Tam Kikr is Rabbi Shela, means Tam Sheno Gomor. And the Gemara says, Kachim Asar, implying that Chulin Mutar, I'm all for that deal, I have no problems with that, I have the Gomor, right? But what kind of Tam Kikr is Mutar B'chulin? What numbers of Tam Kikr are Mutar B'chulin? What kind? Less than Shishim, the Tam Sheno Gomor. But what about real Tam Kikr? What about the real McCoy? Where you can really honest to goodness to goy taste and say, yes, this is yummy, this is delicious, I taste El Chazer. Loud and clear. What should the din be? Should be Deraisa. Well, how did Rashi know it's the Rabbanan? Rashi took 15 Gemaras and said, every Gemara is an Asmachta. Why? Because of one word, Kachim. The word Kachim, which implied Kachim, Asa, Chul, and Mutar, forced Rashi to rewrite all of Shas. So Tosfos gets Rashi in a corner. It says, according to you, Rashi, who learned that the Tam Kikur of the Sugya is not real Tam Kikur anyway, what for should we write any word all of Shas? Why didn't you learn Agamar saying, yeah, I'm a Rava, Kachim Asa Chulim Mutter, i.e., a Shvacha Tam, a very, very low level Tam, Tam Shem Agamar, Taka, only Asa Kachim, a Chulim Staka Mutter, Minatur Staka Mutter, yeah, you're right. But what about real Tam? When you don't have Shishim, of course it doesn't be their eyes, like all the simple readings of Gemar. Who is the Stash from Tosis? No one realizes Tosis is Stash. Just take the first one of Tosis. Take a look at the Tosis, Rava Amar. Taisa says, about 8 lines down, so from the beginning of the Taisa, the first one is Kachim. Bahash the Teba. According to you, Rashi, Kevah the Hachalo Ayri B'tam Gomer El B'Kolshehu, meaning that lower level Tam, Midachakoy Lefaresh, the Rav Islay Tam Kikib Chun Lav the Araisa. Kim Nachalo Ayri B'tam Gomer El B'Kolshehu, the Frishis. No one saw that line? Was that on the Mamre Kamesh? That's the punchline, says Tosis. But what's Rashi talking about? Rashi the Shitasa, who was forced to learn the Shishim, and therefore it's Tam Shino Gomer, and therefore it's a quirk by Kachim. That's great and wonderful. Tosis said, we don't think it's right anyway because we've never heard of that din of Kachim. But if it's Lama Rashi that you're right, you dug up, you found the girl, you googled the Gemara, someone that has that idea, so then why did you have to go be guilty of overkill and then turn around and say that there's no Tam Kikim Bechlal by Kachim, by Chulim? It was unnecessary, it was unjustified jump. So we don't know what prompted Rashi to say what he said, but at least we know what he said. Rashi said, Kachim Aser, Chulin Mutter, and therefore, for some strange reason, it applies to all Tam, Chol Tam, Yikar, the Chulin is only what? Midir Rabbanan. Aye, there are 100 other Gemaras, forget about the Gemaras. They're all Asmachtas, nobody really meant it. And this is what carries the day. This is Shitas Rashi.
We're saying that according to Rashi, Kach is Aser and Chul is Mutter, so that Chul is Aser Derabbanan.
Yeah, this is Derabbanan, this is Aser Derabbanan. I mean, this case is not even Aser Derabbanan. It's less than Shishim.
We're saying Rashi wouldn't just say it's a Mutter now.
Yeah, Rashi would say, look, the real Tam Kikur, when they don't have Shishim, is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the ways of Minas in Tam, right? So you can't argue with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, right? It's all the same Mishnah. Hard to believe. We haven't even finished it yet. So it comes to us and says they don't believe mitchila v'yatzoif, this Rashi. They don't believe that the Gemara is talking about Tam Shino Goma because they never heard of such a thing. The Gemara is talking about real Tam. So Tosfos had to just change the case and stick the animal outside of the gravy a little bit to touch up that detail, technical quirk. But now Tosfos gets to the punchline. When the Gemara finally makes the statement, Ella Tam Kikar, the Bekachim Asur B'chulin, I'm sorry, the Bekachim Asur, if Tosfos would have followed in the footsteps of their grandfather, in the footsteps of Rashi, I would have taken the Gemara Kipshuto, Kachim Asur meaning Chulin Mutter, this would have been, what? Would have been great. It would have been wonderful. According to Tosfos, everything would have read like a charm. What should they have said? They should have said, Kachim Asur Chulin Mutter, therefore Tam Kikar is only what? It's only Mutter. But even though we're talking about Tam Gomer here, Tam Kikar is on a Midrabanan, and all the Gemaras that sound not that way are all what? Aspam, that would have been great. Nothing is stopping Tosfos from saying it. Right?
We already said the meat's outside of the pot, and there's no need for that.
Sorry, the meat's outside of the pot, so therefore you don't have Shishim.
Yeah.
And therefore, this is real Tam Kikar, the real McCoy.
But it's Chulin anyways.
This is Chulin, this is Rav Shed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when the Gemara says Lo Nitzucha Ella Latam Kikar, Tosa says that's real Tam Kikar. You don't have Shishim to help you, so you have the real McCoy. And if the Gemara is saying about the real McCoy, the Bekachim Asur implying Bechul and Mutter, what is the Gemara saying then, according to Tosis? The Tam Kikar is what? Real Tam Kikar, the one that we know and love. We've been best friends with for the last 6 months. Real Tam Kikar is only Bechul and is only what? Tzalam Adirabana. According to those, that's great. That's what we would have expected Tosfos to say. We're all geared up. We are ready to walk home and say, Tam Kikar is on Midrabban, according to Tosfos. And then Tosfos told us the tables on us and says, oh, come on, we can't do that. We can't walk away from here and say, Tam Kikar is Midrabban. Why? Because we have the Midrabban, the Zangban, the Nazban, there are so many Gemaras that don't sound that way. So rather than redoing all of Shas, let's just redo one word in that Gemara. What's the one word in that Gemara we have to redo? Kachim. They can do one of two things. You can take a marker and cross it out. Tais didn't have a chutzpah in his hand.
You have the mark.
What?
You
have the mark. So what did Tais say? Tais said the two magic words that are tantamount to erasing something. If you're a Rishon, you don't want to actually erase it with an eraser, you just say two magic words. What are they? Lavdah. Why did the Gemara say kachim? Because we happen to be learning what?
Kachim.
Then a kachim right now. Because right now, it's Rav Shem, which happens to be a korban. So the Gemara said, for good luck, and by the way, in kachim, this would have been a problem. Oh, and by the way, it would have been a problem chulun also, but, you know, we're not talking about chulun, so why talk about chulun? So the Gemara threw in this seemingly superfluous word, kachim, not to be medayik, a whole razzle-dazzle, shtickle turd, to tell me that kachim also chulun mutar, but just because the reality is we're dealing with kachim. But truth to be told, says Tosis, tam tikus deraisa bechulun also. As you do a foursom, ayein shas. Of course, Chacham Yikus Deraisa. We have 100 psukim, maybe one. We're not even sure which one it is. We have loads of psukim that Chacham Yikus Deraisa. So Rabbi Yisai, when all the dust settles in the sugya, Hanogei Lamaisa that emanates from out of our, not really Maisa yet, but Hanogei Lamaisa from our sugya is what really matters. What really is going to take up our time now, which over the next 4 or 5 days, is to come up with some real answer to this question. It's a question that's been bothering us since day one. The very first day of Shia, we opened up the first Mishnah to talk about. When the Mishnah says, you have a Taravis, you got Gidon Nushas floating around, cooked with other Gidim, you got pieces of Nevela, you got Tomes, all these things. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Hareze Bewat, Hareze Benoisim Tam. That's like Chayk Melayava. Hareze Benoisim. The only way you can be mocked this Taravis is you have to make sure there's no Tam there. Now we spend days and days earlier in the year figuring out, how do you know there's no Tom? Who's going to tell you? The Jew, the Goy, the Kayin, the Uman, the professional. How are you going to know who's telling you? Eidach and Abisurim and Sech Bitumu and Robes. There's a lot of tires to figure out how do you get there. But the two words that carry the day, all of your day up, is Benoisein. That's Chaykwai. That's a Mishnah. Nobody argues with that. If you have time, you have a problem. There's no time, then you're good to go. On day one, I think back in August, if I'm not mistaken, a little bit warmer then, but I think I may have mentioned that this phrase, Hareze Benoisim Tam, the din is true, whether it's a din derais or din derabanan, to be determined. Did I say something like that? Probably back on day one? Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? The moment of truth has come, to be determined. What is it? Derais or derabanan? All of your day is hinging on this question. Is Nesinas Tam derais or derabanan? According to Rashi, what's the answer? All mid derabanan. According to Tosfos, what's the answer? It's all the araisa. What does it depend upon? Whether you think the word kachim and asugi is dafka or lav dafka. That's all it is right no more. That's what it depends on. How serious you take the word kachim and asugi? So everybody say, let's begin the sugi. Now this is just an introduction, let's begin the sugi. Putting aside Agamar Tariches for a moment, what do you think the din should be? If I would wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, what do you think? Tam kik deraisa derabanan. I got a mission and I want to know. Rabbi, deraisa derabanan. And there are enough communities that don't think this is just academic. Come on, who knows? What's Rosh Pasvekis, and I'm sure they have time here. A lot of enough communities. Maybe one at least. Okay? So what would the answer be? If I say to you, Tam kik deraisa derabanan. So you know enough already to know that there are only three sources for dinam deraisa. What are they? Sukim, Svaras or Halacha Moshe Mesina. So unless you can track down one of the three, by default, if you fail or if you strike out of this one and you can't find the apostle, can't find me Svar, can't find Halacha Moshe Sinai, so then it's going to be the Rabbana by default. Two out of these three are obvious. Is this a Svara? Nobody in their right mind ever would have ever said such a thing. The Torah says you can't eat Chazir. Why in the world would I think me Svara? Hardcore logic is going to tell me that I don't really have chazer here. I have a pot of potato soup, but a little bit of chazer fell in. And knowing Nebuch the Goy tells me you can still taste that shtickle bacon in there. So I would have said me svar, that's also. I would have said the svar is. The Torah says you can't chazer. You know what a chazer is? A little guy, oink oink, guys in the mud, you know, that's a chazer. A little tom of chazer and potato soup, that's chazer. I'm the Torah. Crazy, out of your mind. That's not a svar. Halacha Moshe Sinai. I don't remember that one on the mountain. I never heard that one. I heard a lot of halachos in this. I got black tefillin. I got dofer akumas. I got a lot of other stuff. The shechitas based simon. I got a million halachos in this. This is just not one of them. So we're 0 for 2. So we have no choice. We have to find the pasuk. So thus we begin our trek through Shas to try to track down a pasuk, the pasuk, any pasuk. Please give me a pasuk that could potentially tell me Tom Kikra. So we have seen in passing these different psukim thrown around, but now he gives man to analyze it properly. And of course, the first pasuk that comes to mind, not a great surprise, is Shor B'Shem. That's the last pasuk that comes to mind. But the first pasuk that comes to mind is the source of Tom Kikra. Let's begin with Basa B'Cholov. The institution of Basa B'Cholov. If you think about it long enough, you'll realize Basa B'Cholov, wait a second, doesn't make any sense. The Torah says, Lo Sabashel Gidi B'Cholov Imoy. And the Torah Shrapet tells us, one of those words, one of those phrases means you can't eat Basa B'Cholov. Issa Dereis and eat Basa B'Cholov. So I took my piece of meat, I threw it into a pot of milk. The real Basa, I'm not talking about Belias with crazy places with mice, the real McCoy. Recipe, derech mishlo satar. I took a piece of meat, slab of meat, and 6 ounces of milk, put it into the pot, turned on the fire. I mean, I turned on the fire, not that I'm cooking for a guy, heating up his food with kidegas and maisel. The real McCoy, the real, you know, someone we forget, we get so orangutan in Europe, they forgot what the Torah is really talking about. The guy takes a piece of meat, takes a cup of milk, puts it together, turns on the fire, and sure, the resulting food is asar. I take the meat out, and I put it down on the table. And the rabbi says, it's asa goma midaraisa. You can't eat that, that's basa b'cholov. So what do I say to the rabbi? I say, rabbi, I see the basa, but what do I not see? I don't see any cholov yet. Is that a cheeseburger? Well, savasha a cheeseburger may not even be midaraisa. Maybe. So I have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and the Torah is screaming me, savasha b'cholov, you can't eat basa b'cholov. Where's the cholov? Where's the cholov? Where is the milk? Or someone would say, where's the beef? Where's the milk? No? What's the answer? It ain't here. So how can the Torah say it's asur? Because if I taste this piece of meat, what will I taste in there? It's a schmack of milk. This is it. This is, I can taste that milk in there. So linked in the parish of Basa B'Cholov must be the Torah is assuming that Tom is kikar. Because if Tom wouldn't be Kikra, then the whole parish of Achilles Basa B'Cholov wouldn't exist. Who came up with that formulation? Whose words are those? Who said that? Who was the one responsible for that? What? Abai. That was Abai meant to Kuf Chesim and Alpha. Abai and Kuf Chesim and Alpha Chulun says, I'm Rabbi, Tom of them a Moshe V'Alma Dera'isa. Tom Kikra must be Dera'isa. If I have chazer that's thrown into potato soup and I take the chazer out, but I can still taste some of the shirayim of the chazer, that's Asim and Atorah. Why? The Isa Chadach the Abadik. Because if you're going to tell me Torah, the Rabbanim, the Bas B'Cholov, and my time, and look at me. Why don't we learn that from Bas B'Cholov? Bas B'Cholov is a perfect model for Tom Kikra, the love of Der Isa. That was Abaye. And Abaye realized that someone's going to argue with him. So what did he say? He says he even presents the line of reasoning to argue, and then he deflects the line of reasoning. What was the argument? Abaye's running a one-man debate. He's debating against himself. Abaye says, I'm Abaye. Bas B'Cholov, Tom Kikar, Zichner is the Aiser. The engine that's driving Achilles Bas B'Cholov is Tom Kikar. And from there we derive B'Cholov Torah Kula. Ella, what? You're going to tell me a story that you can't derive from Bas B'Cholov. What's the absolute Chayk Lo Yavar? If something is a what, you can't derive from it? If it's a Chiddush. If Bas B'Cholov is a Chiddush, it's something that's wild, crazy, nothing makes any sense. If it's a Chiddush, something that's a Yetzim and a Klal, and that prevents you from deriving to call Torah Kula. So Abai is already anticipating that someone's going to argue on his reasoning. He's going to say, no, Bas B'Cholov, yeah, Tam Kikra D'Raisa, but Nish Kol Torah Kula, Bas B'Cholov is a Chiddush. Just as an aside, what's the grandiose Chiddush about Bas B'Cholov, just in case anyone was wondering? Do you have any ideas? What's the unbelievable Chiddush about Bas B'Cholov that prevents us from deriving from it?
Too much of things.
So you guys said two heterim together, right? Yeah, that was a hobby, that's wrong. Okay? Oh, it's derech kavosh is mutar, right? If you just soak meat and milk together, it's okay. And all of a sudden, hocus pocus, you turn on the fire, it becomes asur. That's a gevaldik chiddush. Doesn't make any sense, right? Because min haTorah, it should have been asur even just soaking it together, because everybody knows that what? Kosher bushel is deraisa, right? Does it bring back memories? Good. Hopefully it should. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says that that Bas B'chov is a gewaldig, gewaldig chiddush, and that's what can undermine Abaye's limud. And Abaye turns around and says, wrong. I'm going to prove to you Bas B'chov is not such a chiddush. What's his proof? What's Abaye do? Who read Chulin Daf Tokas? If you don't know this gemara is the Yisodei Yisodeis. I'm Rabbi, Nachamu. Tam lo mamasha bi'amad eraisa. Disa b'day tech de Rabbanon. If Bas B'chov my time lo chabin, b'chiddushu, after that, the later they said, tam nami. If you really think that Bas B'cholov is such a zachidish, then it should be aser even if you can't taste the milk. And that is not a true statement. That is an absurdity, something or other, something. Because the Mishnah says, b'famish on Tov Kuvches, Tipas Cholov, anyone hear that Mishnah before? Tipas Cholov, shenavol al-basa, right? Navol al-chaticha, and aim b'nei sitam, it's mutter. If you can't taste, you can't recognize the taste of the milk, so it's mutter. So Abaye says, if you're going to tell me, Abubah might say that Bas B'cholov is a Chiddush HaTorah, and it doesn't really make any sense, so then there's no reason to stop it, there's a dam. Then it should be also, if there's any mash or one molecule to the bottom meat, should be also. And that is clearly not true. That is an absurd argument. Second from Dov, from the fact that that conclusion is not true, that Bas B'cholov is not a what?
It's
not a Chiddush. And it's not a Chiddush, therefore, what can it serve as a source for? That was Abaye in a nutshell. Of Kufas, Abaye is the first Amoira that we have record of explicitly that actually tells us Tom Kiker is the Araisa. This is all Abaye speaking. So Tom Kiker is the Araisa, and he even provides the Pasuk, the source, the Makor is Pasuk B'Chala, and the only way to potentially deflect that raya was to label Bas B'chov as a Chiddush, which Abaye already jumped the gun and told you it's not true. So everything is hinging upon that Bas B'chov is Lav Chiddush. And what was Abaye's proof to this? How do you know that Bas B'chov is not a Chiddush? What was his proof? If it would be a Chiddush, then it should have been Osir. Because E, Chiddush, then it should have been Osir Afilo. Osir Afilo A. The lake four steps of Abaye, right? Everyone read that through? Very simple. Abaye told you Bas B'chov, told you Tom Kiker's deraisa, gave it the source, presented the potential refutation of the source, and refuted the refutation of the source, thereby bringing the source back to life, i.e., Tom Kiker is deraisa. Very simple, Havlo geometric proof, four steps according to Abaye. Of course, Abaye is only as true as what? Everything's going to make or break. His entire lumbus is hinging on what point? What? On which point? Which point is everything hinging upon? On this. Because Abaye's proof that Bas B'cholov cannot be a Chiddush is from the statement, the fact, I mean, you came out with the Mishnah. The Mishnah records this did. Zetman Fador, the only way to explain that away in Lomdus is to say that it's not a Chiddush, and once it's not a Chiddush, the ball rolls, Tom Kiker becomes the Raisa, the Raisa Bas B'chol. If there is another way of understanding why it's not Osir, but there's no Nasadam, then that is going to undermine number four. If it's going to undermine number four, what else is going to be undermined? Bas B'chol is going to become a Chiddush. If it's going to become a Chiddush, it can no longer serve as a what? As a source of Bas B'chol. And if it can no longer serve for Tom Kiker, if it can no longer serve as a source for Tom Kiker, what's going to happen? It's going to come down like a deck of cards. All you have to do is poke a hole into the balloon at the very bottom and just show me a different lumdus, a different reason, a different analysis as to why lacking Tom will not pose the problem of Bas B'chov. And who comes and pops that balloon? Everyone read this Gemara? Everyone realized that? Amar Rav. What did Rav say to Abaye? Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Those four words pop the balloon. Why? Because the Rav came up with a different formulation, different analysis, different svara. Why, if there's no tam of milk, why everything is okay? You know why it's okay? Because in order to be Basa B'cholav, it has to be a normal recipe of meat and milk. If the recipe dictates to put in X and Y, that's Bas B'chol. But if nobody would ever write such a recipe,
that is not called Vosel. That's the Chisar called Deach Mishloser Torah. Imagine, and we spoke about this, imagine the following recipe. Open up my Beis Yaakov cookbook, all right? And what does it say on it? It says, this is how you make a delicious, yummy, phenomenal Bas Mechol stew, all right? Put in 100 ounces of meat, and put in 1 tiny ounce of milk, and it's not going to taste like anything anyway, because it's going to be bottled. The sheesh, no one's going to ever taste it anyway. That's why I'm doing the Erev Chodesh dancing. So again, I'm trying to read the Rangatan here with the cookbook, all right? So I got Susie Fishbein's writing me this cookbook, and it says the cookbook like this. 100 ounces of meat and 1 ounce of milk. No more. 1 ounce. That's going to do the trick. And it's right to the bottom. And put in that milk anyway, even though it's not going to have the slightest iota of taste. Put it in anyway. You know what I do with that cookbook? I bring it back to the store. I say, oh, look, nonsense. The cookbook that tells me that after eating ingredients are going to affect the taste anyway, well, we shouldn't have cooked that way. Someone comes to Rava and says, you want to know why when it's Bokul Shishim, you want to know why when there's no Tav, why it's not Bas B'cholov? It's not Bas B'cholov because it can't possibly be Bas B'cholov. Because it's Dech Mishlas HaTayra. But you want to know in our heart of hearts, says Rava, is Bas B'cholov a Chiddush? What's the answer? It's a Vada Chiddush. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. You thought of it's a Chiddush as Bias, even less than Tav? No, that can't be because Dech Mishlas HaTayra. That's a quirk. That's a limitation. But the Ikaron, fundamentally, is up to Rava, Bas B'chol, is a Chiddush, and therefore it's a Chiddush. Therefore, once it's a Chiddush, if it's a Chiddush, it can't serve as a Makar, no Makar, no Pasuk, and therefore everything's only Dirabon. So Bas B'chol doesn't serve as a proper Makar. Rabbi say, in light of the Gemara in Kuf Chesem and Aleph and Chulin, what can we say about Tzadi Tester? What can we say b'das Rava on Tzadi Chesed Beis? Who here is smiling? Who here is all smiles now? Rashi. So what did Rashi say? Rashi says, "Who's talking about Tzadi Chesed Beis? Who's doing it, Rava? Who's talking about Kuf Chesed and Aleph? Rava, by golly, l'shitosoi." Rav on Daf Kuf Ches, that bumped out the Makar of Bas B'cholov. And therefore he has no source that Tanki Kibirai from Bas B'cholov. So no source, but the default position is the Rabbanon, which is exactly what Rav said. Daf Tanki Ches, where did he say it? Well, he didn't say it explicitly, but what magic word did Rav say that led us to believe it? What was it? Kachim Lafu Gechulin. So Rashi is Gemara. Now don't ask because it's Kashi Rashi that the numbers don't match. And then we don't know what it is. But Rashi says that Rav Lishitasa holds that all of them because they're Rabbanan, because there's no more, because there's no source. The Svara we thought was a ridiculous Svara. The Chassidim we never heard of, and the Pasuk doesn't exist. You're open for it. You just struck out. There's no more part. Rav Lishitasa, you switch.
But according to Rashi, he still holds like Kachin, Tamakers.
Yeah, the Kachin's are Rashi, 100%. Well, that's good.
Where's Rav?
Rav also holds it. But why not? Everyone holds it. Yeah, that's for sure. Chappah. Yeah, that's the number. Everyone agrees. So everything's Gedalti. Everything's wonderful according to Rashi. Of course, who's in trouble now? Tosis. How could Tosis claim that Labdafka and Tosis was willing to take Rava and say, stick it to Labdafka, because he couldn't fathom that he could be the Rabbanan. What do you mean he couldn't fathom it? Rava says on the Kukas. What does Tosis say? What? What does Tosis say? Gedalti. Now the tables have been turned on Tosis. What does Tosis say? Oh, Pierre on the Kukas. What is that to say? Nobody saw. What? Rubber says there. I said there's no mocha. You know what's the answer? Huh? No one saw our Tosis. Did you put that Tosis in my mama comes?
Number 8,
all the way down. Number 8. That's why nobody got there yet. What are you guys doing all day today? Verse 7. I will cheat. Look at the Tosis of Dr. Chas. It's shorter.
Kuf Chesem and Aleph. Little Tosis. Little tiny Tosis. Four lines. Amar Rav Zech Bishlos HaTera. Dichuya B'Almahu. Timihocha Leke Lameila. About time kick, I have a derisa. Can you pirash the prayer? Get a nosh for the Tosis that we just said. What did Tosis say? What was the goal of Rav Adav Kuf Ches? Rav meant to say time kick is not derisa. Was that Rav's agenda? What was Rav's goal? What was Rav trying to do? Rav was pointing at Abaye and saying, Abaye, you think Bas B'cholav is the mocker for that? For that, you're not right. You want to know what the mocker is? I got other mokers on this. I'm not telling you, says Rav. I got other mokers. But Bas B'cholav is not. So comes Tosfos and says that Rav on Daf Kuf Ches never meant to say Tamkik is the Rabbanon. That wasn't the goal of Rav. Rav just meant to inform Abaye that his source was not a valid source. But is it deraisa? Of course it's deraisa. What's the source? You got to learn other sugyas to figure out the source. So according to Rashi, now there's a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the bottom line of Kuf Ches? When the dust settles on Daf Kuf Ches, what did Rav say? We know what Abaye said. Abaye said Tamkik is deraisa. The Rav was b'chol. Did Rav say that Abaye is wrong up the alocha? That's what Rashi seems to be saying. And according to Rashi, there's a fundamental machlokes Rashi, Abaye and Rav is Tamkik deraisa derabbanan. According to Tosfos, the machlokes was, is Bas B'chol a good source enough? But is deraisa? Of course it's deraisa. So Rabbi Sai, we learned one sugya of Kuf Ches to try to get some clarity whether Tamkik is deraisa or not in the world of Rav, and we have less clarity than we started with. We have Rashi and Tosfos just reappearing once again. Can't tell from Kuf Ches. Okay, where else do you go now? Where do you go next? So you have to look for other psukim. You have to start searching. Anyone learn the whole Gemara psukim? Epnim Dalin? The Gemara has multiple possible psukim for Tam Kika Deraisa. Now it behooves us to understand what they are and what they do or do not mean. So we have another very, very famous possible pasuk at service Tam Kika. We spoke about this once or twice this year also. And what is that parasha? One of our favorite, all our parashas are favorite. One of the other parashas, one of our favorite parashas this year is what? Yulei Dochrim. Namely, there's a series of psukim and parashas about this, where the Jews go out to battle against the Midianim, and they come back with all these treifa pots and pans, and Elazar HaKohen starts screaming, you can't just eat just cooking these pots. You have to kasher them first. Achaz Azov, Yisra Kosev, you got to kasher them. A lot of things have to happen. You have to kasher them. Chol Dovash, Yav Eish, Liban, Nagol, all the parashas, the Liban, all the Hechshekelim, all of Smicha, fourth year, all taught by Elazar HaKohen, quickly to the Klali, so you got to kasher your pots. Is that a din derais? You have to kasher your pots? What's the answer? I'm supposed to say, I'm din derais. Let's think about this for a moment. A goy just finished cooking his chazer soup. So you got these blias, these molecules of blias absorb taste going at the chazim into the walls of the pot. And now, battle's over, the Jew gets the pot. An hour later, they're throwing a celebration party, making a siyum hashas, and he wants to cook with these pots some good old what? Some good potato soup. Right? So what does the Torah say? Can't do that. You have to cash by. You got to get rid of the blias first. You can't just cook potato soup in a pot that has chazim. Why not? Why not? So what's going to happen? Let's play it out. I'm not going to listen to what says the Chumash. I'm going to cook my potato soup in my chazer pots. So what's going to happen? All the what's going to come out? What's going to come out of the walls of the pots? I asked you the following question. A little pig's going to come out? A little piglet's going to come out? Oink, oink, out of the walls of the pot? That's what blias are? What's going to come out? Some what? Some tom's going to come out. I'm looking at my pot of potato soup. I don't see any pig in here. There's no chazer walking around here. All I have is what? Worst case scenario I have is what? It's Tam Chazer. And Elazar HaKohen Shreit Chai B'Kayim, he can't do that. The Terek that Rebbein Shalom Zelsa Terek Shatsiv HaShem is Meishet, the Rebbein Shalom told Meishet, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cook the Chazer pots. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That the Terek cares about what? About Tam Kikr. Licked in the Parish of Yulei Nochrim is the Parish of Tam Kikr. So what's the difference between that and the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Vav that says if I have a pot of potato soup and a piece of chaza falls in and I take it out and the Mishnah says I raise the binus in tam, so we want to know is that a din deraisa din derabanan? Of course it's a deraisa. It's derived from Gilei Nochrim. So that should be like a slam dunk. Gilei Nochrim is the ultimate mocha for Tam Kikr. No? Anything can undo that? Anyone think that's good mocha? Anyone has hesitations about that mocha? I just quoted you a pasuk in Chumash, Parashas Matis. Pasuk b'chol. That's all I'm talking about. Pasuk b'chol. Hard to believe. Torah is talking about only the meat. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Tom, that's
going to
come out. It's not
going to
be strong
enough. No, I'm still, what do you mean? But if just tell me, is there? I just want one question. I want to know: is Trefa Tom coming out a problem deraisa? What's the answer? Yes. So if that's a problem by Pat, so then that's tantamount to saying Tom is deraisa. So what are we wasting the time for? Talking about Rashi, the Tosfos on a Sunday morning at 12 o'clock, figure out. You have to deraisa. It's a possible in Chumash. The rabbis say, we already know, we have experience to know, what can undo a Yalfusa? What could stop a Mokor dead in its tracks? We call it a bad name. What do we call it? What do we call something and say, sorry, you're worthless, useless for us. We can't extrapolate from you to any other area in Halakha. Call you a Chiddush. That's like the biggest insult. Call that a Chiddush, say you're a Chiddush. It don't make any sense. You're nuts. You don't fit any pattern. You have never say since the cloud. Once we label you as a Chiddush, then all bets are off. So we have to now ask ourselves, wait a second. Is Geulei Nochrim really a good source or not? Is Geulei Nochrim make sense to us? It fits into well-established halachic precedents. It fits into our general pattern of thinking. Or is there something very, very bizarre about Geulei Nochrim that leads us to believe there's something fishy going on in Geulei Nochrim? It's a Chiddush on about Torah. And just like Rava turned around to Abaye and said, you can't derive from Bas B'chol because it's a Chiddush Ava Torah, maybe the same accusation will be made at the source of Geulei Nochrim. So the real question that we have to ask ourselves is, well, is Geulei Nochrim a Chiddush or not? The Torah gives us Geulei Nochrim. What was the response of the Jewish people when they got Geulei Nochrim? Here you have the sitting around, they just finished fighting Midyan, and Elazar comes and tells them, here they give them a whole list of kasher and kev. Here's the whole book of how to kasher pots, how to kasher pans, how to kasher silverware. What was Klai Yisrael's response? Was their response is, yeah, this makes perfect, this totally makes sense. This fits into our general understanding of the world of kashers. Or, what? We've been learning kashers for 40 years, we've been learning Yerzeh. For 40 years we've been learning Chulin. Now you're giving us a din of kasher and kevim. This doesn't make any sense. This contradicts some of the ABCs of kashers, some of the Kloli Halacha. What was the response of Klal Yisrael all the time? Is Geulei Nochrim a Chiddush or is it not a Chiddush? Everything is going to hinge upon that theoretical question. If it's a Chiddush, then it's not a proper, not an appropriate drasha, and it can't teach anything out of Eichol or Chiddush. If it's not such a big Chiddush because it really fits into the regular rules, so then, Gesunta, hey, then extrapolate and let it be the source of Tam Kikidirai. Nu, who's that of a Chalikas between? Yeh Chiddush and Ish Chiddush. Is Geulei Nochrim a Chiddush or not a Chiddush? Anyone saw Gemara Masechim? Anyone finishing Gemara Masechim? Okay, hopefully tomorrow absolutely. It's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim. It's an age-old machlokes at Tanoim. Is Geulei Nochrim a Chiddush or not? What do you think that should depend upon before even reading the Gemara? Do you think Geulei Nochrim is a Chiddush? What's bothering me about Geulei Nochrim? If you were sitting in the Midbar and now Lozor Kohen told you, here's the din, guys, you have to kasha Kalim, I would have said, excuse me? You have to kasha Kalim? You're worried about the bleas inside the clay. It's already what? It's in Dam of Gam. Just Dam of Gam. What are you happening in China about kashering bleas for? To be continued with from tomorrow. Learn the Gemara carefully in Sachem. Set the stage for tomorrow.